Kermit.
Yes, Mr. President.
This headline, morning.
The Washington Post.
Upset Hodges a little bit, and he thinks that there's a good deal of magic to under $100 billion. He says that he feels that one or two things that Congress is going to put back, that we can be pretty restrained in his field. And
over.
I told him to talk to you about
it. He's coming over here at noon. I'm going to talk to him about it.
I told him to reason it out with you because I thought that you have pretty good comprehension of what I'm trying to do. And I talked to Dirksen this morning. All them say, well, it ought to be more than last year and what you spent. And they're just fighting that. That's their old line.
Yeah.
It's got to be more, but we got to work toward a goal that make them make it more if it is. But so I'd give a little thought to the wisdom. Now, I don't want to say it's wise. Don't misunderstand. I'm just putting it up to you, and I'm relying on you for real counsel here because you're my expert. And as you told me on legislation and on expenditures and on management, that's what I'm going to look forward to. But if you could pull in your ears a little bit on roads and on maritime shipping, if it's a little tight, they could add it up. The Congress, well, it might be worth something to consider.
Well,
do you raise either one of those over last year? It's not broken down.
No, you see, highways, Mr. President, don't come in the administrative budget at all. They're in the trust funds. They show up in the cash budget, but not in the administrative budget at all. Now, in maritime, the subsidies, they are in the administrative budget, and I don't remember the number offhand, but I do remember we've got a very tight mark on them.
All right.
Now, Secretary Hodges is coming over here at noon. If he has some further thoughts on how we might trim there, I'd be very happy to explore it with him.
He shows 800 commerce total, and it's 840 next year, so he's up 40 some way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's not much there he can do, but since highways in the trust fund, now you ought to talk to Albert Thomas on the National Science Foundation.
Yes, indeed.
Because that offers you some hope. Then you got to see your gimmicks, apply that to this sheet. Try to bring this up to date.
Let me be clear on this, Mr. President. My present feeling, as you know, is that we can work this out so we can come out somewhere between 99 and 100. Now, are you suggesting we ought to try to push below that?
No, I'm just suggesting that we just push as much as we can and see where we go and then decide, because we may have to add up some when these folks come in, you know. We may have to add on some.
They'll be coming in, Mr. President.
I know that, and I'm not underestimating. I just wanted you to know what Hodges had said, and then you talk to Albert Thomas on your...
On the NSS.
On the NSS, and then
there.
You think of anything else that, while we might start some, we might not shoot so much into it that, I don't know whether you're... Your poverty program, $300 million. I don't know whether you get by $250 or not.
Oh yeah, sure we could. That we don't even have a program yet, Mr. President.
Yeah.
All we did there was plug in a figure that was nothing but a guess. Might come out.
I'd like to have a little broke down on what we're doing this health, education, and welfare. Where you have substantial increases, give me a little memo on why.
All right, go ahead.
Now, U.S. Information Agency. You're going from 155 to 178.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'd like to
give
take a look
on
at that.
That too.
I,
very good.
I
know your feelings about that organization.
Well,
I must say, Mr. President, they're a little bit different than mine.
Yeah.
I've never seen them in the field, but I have the impression that the Washington management of that organization looks awfully good.
They've improved 1,000% since, and I never was against it. I was for it, except I wanted them to know what they're doing, and they didn't.
Well, I'd be glad to give you a memo.
Agriculture, what do you think I'm going to say to Freeman this morning? He's due here right now.
Well, I'm sure he wants to talk mainly about his current legislative problem, doesn't he? The cotton wheat situation. Really, I suppose the tough issue in the budget is mainly the REA problem. He can explain that to you. He's getting an awful lot. You know, the atmosphere in Congress has changed a good deal on REA for the first time in a long time. Both House and Senate committees have been very critical of REA making loans for generating capacity, which cut private suppliers out of markets for their power. And they have, in effect, instructed REA to report to them on the details of every future loan in this field and to show the Congress that they bargained in good faith with the private power supplier before making the loan to put up a
Do we cut them plant. Much, though? They're pretty much the grassroots, and they'll really blow the lid.
They will. There's no question
we
about
can't
it.
Be in we can't get ourselves in a position of just being private power.
What we've done, Mr. President, is draw a distinction here between their regular loans for distribution systems to bring power to farmers, where we've been fairly generous with them, and the generating and transmission loans, where we've got a very tight mark. Now, they've got enough money in there so that they've got bargaining power with the private companies and can say, unless you give us a fair deal on the rate, we've got enough money to build a
give me a little loan. Give me a little memo on what the difference between Freeman and the budget will be on REA.
All right, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay,
very good. Thank you.